Good evening, good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is Wednesday, August the 16th, 2023. August the 16th, 2023. We welcome you once again, every listener that is listening. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, in his power, in his ability. So, Father, we just thank you for every listener, Father, that is listening to this message, Father, that you, Father, will give them one word that will change their lives forever. And that word will manifest into their spirits and come to their mind and say, you know what? This is going to change me. I'm going to take this message to heart. In the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we just want to say thank you so much. You are gracious and you're so kind, full of mercy, full of compassion, and full of love for your people. And you're the greatest teacher that lives in us. So we thank you that the words that will come forth out of this message, Father, out of this devotion, Father, will minister and encourage and strengthen, Father. And if it needs to be, correct us, rebuke us, Father, exhort us. But we thank you that you are a loving Father, and you do it so lovingly, Father God. With the love that you have, you correct us. You don't condemn us, Father. And so for that, I thank you that the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts us to be not only hearers, but doers of the word. Say, I'm a doer of the word. I'm a doer of the word. So, Father, we thank you once again. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and amen. Thank you once again. You know, we're on YouTube now on Sundays. Every Sunday we're on YouTube, First is Kingdom Family Church, YouTube. And the messages are usually posted by 10 p.m. on Sunday evening. And for sure, Monday morning, you'll be able to hear it. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you for our new listeners. Thank you that you are taking the words that God gives us and his word to heart and allowing his word to change your life. You will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Alrighty, let's get to what the Lord wants us to hear today. Ephesians 6:18. Pray all the times. Pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. Amen? In other words, we are to pray all the times. And when we say pray, it's communicating with God. It's not for you to, you know, bow your knees or whatever. You can pray when you're coming out of the shower. In other words, you're conversing with God when you're in the shower, coming out of the shower, putting on your makeup, driving to work, or driving to the marketplace, wherever you're doing cooking, making dinner for your family. You can converse with God and just let him know how grateful and thankful you are for this day. And whatever's in your heart, you can go ahead and give it to him and cast all your cares and your anxieties upon him, because he cares for you. He cares about every little detail of our lives. Don't ever think he doesn't. So whatever is hindering you or causing you anxiety or having worries or cares, you give it to the Lord, and the Lord will give you the answer through the Holy Spirit. Amen? Thank you. All right, let's go. Talking with God about everything gives us a sense of belonging, of being cared for by someone, by our great Father God. Amen? He's not just a someone. He is the great I am. Who is on our side and who is powerful? The Lord God Almighty. One of the phrases I like to use when teaching about prayers, pray your way through the day. Amen. Converse your day, your way through the day. Converse your day through the day. This is certainly good advice to follow if we want to enjoy our lives each day. Talk to God every day. Don't put him second place. Always put him first place. Amen? We need to remember we can pray anytime, anywhere. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us to be unceasing in prayer. And you think, unceasing? That means we're always going to have to be on our knees or folding our hands and pray. No. In other words, we're always going to be talking. Amen? With interaction with God. We talk to Him and He talks back to us. In other words, having a conversation with Him always. Amen? In other words, we need to keep the lines of communication with God open. We need to stay in constant fellowship with Him through prayer all day, every day, through communication with Him. While there are times when we need to be very diligent, focused, and set apart as we pray, yes, set apart at a place where you're having something that you need to talk to Him that is very important and you need to hear, and you quiet your mind and allow your spirit man to speak to you. You get in your room or a private place where you just pray and tell Him what is going on and what you need, and He will give you the answer. Amen? In a designated place, or until we have a specific amount of time before we pray. The best way I know to be an unceasing in prayer is to live as though God is constantly paying attention to us, because He is. And you think He's far away? No, He isn't. He is living right on the inside of you. He knows every detail about you, every concern, every anxiety, every care, everything that you need and that you think about is in you, and He knows everything about you. Hallelujah. Amen. He is always paying attention to us because He is our Father God. For example, we can pray quick, simple, effective prayers out loud or silently. We can say silently while sitting in a business meeting or at a doctor's office. Oh God, help me make a good decision here. I'll give you an example. I was calling to make a doctor's appointment, and they gave me someone from another country, and I could not understand them. It took me 25 minutes to get an appointment. And inside I said, oh God, please help me. Help me to be patient with this person. Please help me to understand what they're saying. And don't let me lose it and get all fleshly. And for 25 minutes, I'll tell you what, God kept me calm and everything. But inside I wanted to scream. But sometimes, you know what? It doesn't matter what you're feeling on the inside. As long as you don't let it out, then you don't let the flesh dominate you. Amen? Hallelujah. Give me your wisdom to speak wisely and to be a blessing to my fellow man and woman or the company that I am in. We can whisper a prayer as we drop off our children at school. God, protect them today. Protect my husband today. Protect my wife today, Lord. Help them learn everything they need to know in school for our children. And give wisdom and knowledge to my spouses, they go out to work. Give them favor with their teachers and their friends, Father God. We can also pray prayers of praise and thanksgiving as we go about our daily lives, saying things like, thank you, Lord, for helping me through this day. Help me, Lord. Thank you for another day of living in the light of your word. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day that I can live, Father, for you, Father, lifting up your name and praising your name and giving me another breath in my body, the breath of God that keeps me alive to be able to be able to speak your word, Father, in the marketplace, the workplace, Lord God, and demonstrate your love for humanity, Lord. Oh, I worship you, God, for your goodness this afternoon. I worship you, Lord, for this morning that I woke up. I worship you, Lord, that I'm able to go to bed thanking you and praising you that you got me through another day. Amen? These types of prayers take only a few seconds, but they keep us focused on God and aware of His presence and in continual communication with our Father God. Amen? Hallelujah. This is what we're going to confess today. Starting today, Lord, I want to form a habit of talking to you, God, as my constant companion and helper. If I'm not used to this practice of communicating with you, Father God, help me to get into practice every day and every morning and every night before I go, and even in the afternoon, Father, to just say thank you. Thank you so much for being so gracious, so kind, and merciful, Father. And before we know it, we won't have to remind ourselves. It will just come naturally. Amen? It will just come naturally where we just talk to God about everything and anything. Amen? We don't have to worry because He is wanting, He is more anxious for us to talk to Him. Amen? Every day, communicate with God. Talk to Him. I mean, you talk to your spouse, you talk to your children, you talk to people. Well, God wants you to talk to Him about every concern that you have about what's going on in your life. Amen? And here's a scripture that I've held on to, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, for 42 years of my life when I made Jesus the Lord of my life. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. He didn't say trust in the Lord with all your mind. He didn't say trust in the Lord with all your feelings or trust in the Lord with all your emotions. No, He didn't say that. He said trust in the Lord with all your heart, the inward man of the heart, the new spirit man, the new creation in you. That's who He wants you to trust. With all your heart, with all your spirit, man. The Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. Amen? He wants us to trust Him above all other things. Amen? So let's do that and keep our minds on Him. According to Colossians 3:2. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Because you know what? It's easy for us to set our minds on earthly things all the time. Sure, because we live here. Of course, the world is all around us. Evil is all around us. Destruction, calamity, bad weather, mental illness, diseases, plagues, sickness, whatever is all around us. But aren't you glad we are in the bubble from trouble? We're in the canopy of protection. We are the umbrella. We are under the umbrella of love and protection. And the blood of Jesus becomes a supernatural shield, magnetic shield all around us. The angels of the Lord are encamped around us. So be mindful when you get up in the morning. Thank the Lord that you're alive. Thank Him for His protection. And don't forget, remember that Brother Andrew gave us that. God safeguard my household. God safeguards my household. No evil shall befall us, nor shall any plague come near our dwelling, according to Psalms 91:10. According to Psalms 91:10. Thank you, Father, for protecting me. Us, your family, from all illness and disease. Your word promises that you won't let any evil plague overtake us. I thank you for protection from colds, flu, the COVID infections, bacteria, virus, sickness and disease, and plagues of any kind. The plague shall not come near our dwelling and will not come across or attack our bodies in Jesus' name. Father, you are my physician. You have the best hospitalization plan in the world, which is for us to stay healthy. Amen. Can I hear an amen? You can heal anything that befalls us. And I love you for keeping me and us healthy so we don't have to get healed. We already healed of the Lord. Amen. We're healed of the Lord. We're not looking to be healed. We are the healed of the Lord. Thank you for your divine health. Thank you for the divine protection from accidents, calamities, destructions, flood, fires, any hidden traps, any hidden accidents. Thank you for that barrier around me and my family that protects us from wicked tongues. Thank you for protection of all kinds. Can I hear an amen? Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. You are gracious. You are kind. And thank you, Father, for every person, Father, that is listening and takes this message to heart and puts it in their heart to do all that you called us to do, Father. Thank you. Thank you so much that now we're on YouTube, and you can find us on First is Kingdom Family Church YouTube. Go to the YouTube channel, put on First is Kingdom Family Church, and you will see us on Sunday evening at 10 p.m. or for sure on Monday morning. The next day we will be on YouTube. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your prayers. Remember, our seed is known around the world. Amen. Impacting nations of the world. We are a small church with a big heart for missions. We are a mission-oriented church. And guess what? We are channeling finances into the kingdom of God. We're advancing the kingdom, having people being healed, receiving Jesus, seeing blind eyes open, the mute speaking, the deaf hearing, but more than anything, the greatest gift that God can ever given to mankind is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May you make the Lord Jesus the Lord of your life. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I need a Savior, and you are my Savior. I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life. Come into my heart and change my life, and I will follow you all the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and tell someone you prayed and received Jesus Christ. You will never be the same. It will be the greatest journey that you will ever, ever walk in, and you'll never, never regret that you made Jesus the Lord of your life. So again, we thank you. We love you. Have a blessed evening, and Brother Andrew will be with you next Wednesday. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.